It's a premise that has fascinated mankind since the beginning of the dawn of the age of Aquarius. Well, that's not necessarily accurate, but space is fascinating for a number of reasons, and life itself, and the meaning of which is also fascinating. So, of course, it's a horror movie. So it's a dark view of humanity. It's not necessarily Rousseau. It's maybe closer to David Hume. Anyway, man is not a noble savage here. It's just life itself on a protozoan cellular level that perhaps actually non-gender and non-personhood specific. This is a movie about spatial exploration of space. If you've seen the movie Alien, then you're going to be pretty much in store for this. There's some nods to Alien in a number of ways. We have a more diverse outer space crowd representing African-American, female, Asian, and traditional Hollywood leading men who would have maybe gotten more parts, Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal in the fray. Director here, Daniel Espinosa, not a lot of directorial experience to sort of set the tone for how good the movie is, because it is good. It feels maybe more like a video game, like a Resident Evil, than it does a traditional movie. There are the types of ethical questions being played out that maybe were even more relevant in the late 1990s. Stem cell research and sort of the pro-life, pro-choice debate being underlying subconscious issues in the movie. So the question is, if we find a cellular form on Mars, what do we do with it? And the storyline, spoiler alert, is that we send a team up there to check it out and see what happens when we bring it to life. If we have sort of firewalls in place to prevent any problems from occurring, what happens if the life that we encounter is so much more able to adapt than we anticipate? The movie Arrival received a Best Picture nod for, in essence, a benevolent version of this. And what if Mother Nature is more what we see in the animal kingdom in outer space as well? And that is to say, what if the survival instinct is strong enough to push the beings that we encounter to kill everybody in sight and eat them and get bigger and then crash onto planet Earth, destroying the human animal in the process? So yeah, it's a real pick-me-upper. It's a good time. Fun movie. Fun fact. There were no animals harmed in the filming of that movie. But there is a crazy octopus-like cephalopod that is really strong and quickly learns everything. Potentially can read minds. I'd like to see a little extra in the director's cut on if they ever decided, for the record, whether the animal was reading human minds and that allowed it to sort of escape from incidents and perhaps choose the escape pod wisely because of that. Anyway, it's a great film. If you go into it expecting, you know, 2001, you're going to be disappointed. If you go into expecting Aliens or Alien, you're going to be happy because there's just not that many movies made in outer space with a creature picking people off one by one. Its spiritual predecessor is really John Carpenter's The Thing, whose spiritual predecessor is Howard Hawks' The Thing, whose spiritual predecessor is the argument against Rousseau's noble savage whose spiritual predecessor is perhaps the Old Testament, and that the alien xenophobe is in fact an eye for an eye deity played out in the form of a octopus hand. So, great movie. This was a good talk.